hour and a half, maybe one day to kind of bang it out. It came together really fast, luckily, because no one else wanted to do it, me and Howard. But I'm pretty happy with the song. Originally, Randy Orton, it was supposed to be his theme song. They played it one episode, and so many people wrote in and said, change the theme song back. They had to. And then they used our song for the next pay-per-view, which was Judgment Day 2006. And then they resurrected ECW, which was an old league that WWE bought out, and gave the theme song to CM Punk, who's a straight edge wrestler. Sort of fitting for, he's got more of a positive vibe. It kind of worked pretty well.
Happened really fast. We had a good chunk of time off for the first time in like 4 or 5 years. So everybody kind of took like 7, 8 months off. I think we played like 2 shows in that whole time. So I think when we finally got back together, everybody was like really refreshed, ready to go again. So it only took us like 2 or 3 weeks to write the entire record from like nothing, you know. So which is strange for us, because usually we write like, you know, over the course of, you know, in between tours, we'll get together, write a couple of songs, go out for a few months. That's always the way it's been in the past. So this one was weird. We just kind of wrote it all in like 2 or 3 weeks, done, and went to the studio. So it's kind of a nice change, you know, just really fast, seemed to flow well with everybody. So yeah. Easy one to make.
I mean, End of Heartache is the one song out of the whole set that people really go nuts for. But I guess playing-wise, I actually like this Fire a lot. It's kind of energetic and fun to play, and it's a lot quicker than most songs in that it's over really fast. It's like a burst of energy.
Yeah, it's End of Heartache too. You know, it's probably obviously the craziest one, but I always like playing Life to Lifeless too. It's got kind of a bouncy feel to it. It usually gets people clapping and stuff, so that's a fun one. I always like to say everybody's kind of stuck with us through all the lineup changes and the craziness, and appreciate it. Hope you still enjoy the band, and hopefully play for you sometime soon. Yeah.